On this episode of Us Millennials, we have a few new things that we're going to do. We got a couple new segments. We're getting back into the flow of things. We're going to recap our last weekends, which is always boring. And then we're going to talk about what we're going to do this upcoming weekend, which will probably be boring. Maybe it'll eventually get more exciting. I don't know. I doubt it. And then a couple current event stuff, and that should be it. Kind of a loaded slate here. We'll see how it goes. But go ahead and hold those avocados, my friends. We've got one hell of a show coming your way. I tried to show. Yeah. Gone on you with the pick and roll. Young and flame here in sicko mode.
They gate outside, when they pull up, they give me loose. Yeah, jump out, boys, that's Nike boys hopping our ghosts. This shit way.
Okay, and we are back. Reed, first of all, we are without Rick tonight.
Good, you dressed that early.
I almost forgot.
Elephant in the room.
Can't bash him yet, because we don't know where he is. He could, honestly, Rick could be dead. No jinx or anything.
T's and P's.
Yeah. We don't know where he is. Haven't heard from him, so.
Is he too old for an Amber Alert?
I don't think so.
All right, well.
Let's buzz the phones.
Back pocket an Amber Alert real quick.
Yeah. Seriously, Rick, if you're listening, let us know you're okay. Yeah, so we're going to start off with, I was so excited. I was like, here we go. We're back. Us Millennials boys back in action. And Rick just completely ghosted us today. Just a full zero dark Rick, as we like to say.
Hurts more than anything.
Yeah.
He knows it grinds my gears, too. I like things on schedule. You know, bada bing, bada boom. Keep the ball rolling. No. Spits in my face.
And then the next time you see him, you know exactly what he's going to say. Reed, no.
Yes, I can picture him.
Stop
sitting,
it!
I just
stop
wanna
it!
Smack him, but he's such a big guy.
He's a big guy. All right. Also, I mean, we're open to the possibility of Rick walking in mid-show. We have every. Well, no, we don't. Reed, you took his mic out, didn't you? Well, he is 2 hours late, so
he's sitting right next to me.
Okay. Yeah. So maybe he'll come in mid-show. We'll see. The show goes on. We're gonna start talking about what we did last weekend, because these come out on Friday, so we'll talk about what we did last weekend. At the end of the show, we'll talk about what we're going to do this weekend. Last weekend for me, I'll give you a quick rundown. My Friday was, I don't remember what exactly I watched, but I got high and watched Netflix or Hulu or something.
How was it?
It was good.
No, getting high.
Oh, getting high? I average as far as I as far as I can remember.
You know I miss it.
Yeah, I know you do. You'll be back. You'll One be day. Back. You'll be back. So that was my Friday. It was nice. I enjoy a good Friday where I don't do anything. I've been out and about a lot more lately, as you've seen. Me just bebopping around everywhere. So it was nice to get a little Friday off. And then Saturday, I was with you for a little bit. We were here. We drank. We listened to Michael Jackson.
Yes, we did.
Got a little loose. That was fun. I just remember that right now. That was fun.
Nice boys moment.
Yeah. Do you remember when we were listening? I think Trey might have been here. We were listening to that Callum Scott song, Dancing on My Own, like the Tiesto remix, and we were just losing it. Very emotional moment. Everybody was a little caught up in it. But it was a great Saturday night.
Got the best of all of us.
It did, and it always does.
Yes.
And then we went out to, what was it, Tosa area. I went to a bar called Stenny's that I've never been to. I was there for like 20 minutes. Then I feel like we reunited. Did I see you?
Mm-hmm.
Did I see you back at Brewski's?
Yeah. Now kind of catch up. We'll full circle.
Yeah, I'll drop it off there.
So it was nice. Got to hang out with some college people. Back to my youth.
Mm-hmm. How'd that go? Good.
It was nice.
Oh, I went to the house too for a little bit.
Yes.
And I did not like that.
You didn't. I had a great time.
I really didn't enjoy that.
Well, it was nice for me to get out of the house. I'm cooped up here so many hours of the day, you know.
Cabin fever.
Absolutely. So just to be seeing fresh faces, fresh voices was amazing. It didn't matter who it was. Could have been the worst person. It was awesome just to get some human interaction.
A little human contact goes a long way.
It absolutely. I needed it. Oh, I got very loose. Don't remember most of it. So you
good
know,
for you.
I know it's been a while. It's been a while.
I actually don't either. How Chelsea brought us home, right? How'd we get home?
Because I had to take her. How'd back I get home? To get her car?
We Ubered. We
I
Ubered.
Owe you for an Uber.
No, you paid me.
I paid you for an Uber. Okay, all right.
So yeah, solid night. And Sunday, I was also very hungover, and didn't watch. I watched half of the Patriots Chiefs. I didn't watch any of the other game. I watched the first half of the Patriots Chiefs. I was literally just a pile of shit all day laying in bed.
I ate the Nacho Bell Grande box from Taco Bell and slept through most of the games.
That sounds actually like a an ideal Sunday.
Yeah, it didn't feel good the next day. I mean, did not do myself any favors, but the box, not bad.
Yeah.
Not bad. Chips soggy, but you know, that's what you pay for.
Sure.
All right, well, let's keep this moving.
Well, let's keep it moving. Okay. I guess we're just gonna pop right into some. Well, all right. I'll just a quick aside. I don't think that we've given like our opinions on Donald Trump, and it seems to me like something people are interested in, because you can't do the internet for one day without a heavy dose of Trump. A heavy dose.
It's today's culture now. Yeah, you really need to take it in. That's how you get your, it's like watching Fox News. You just go on Twitter now and see what Trump's tweeting.
So I'll let you go first. I'll let you just, what do you think about the guy? What do you think about the guy?
Game of Thrones reference. I kind of got to play the God of Many Faces, because my family's so Republican. Like, my grandfather made my aunt, who married into the family, cry one Christmas because they talked about politics, and she's a Democrat. So I'm not trying to get in that mess. So I have to act many times. I'm like, yeah, Trump, not a half bad dude.
Helping the economy.
He's got it together, that's for sure. No, he doesn't. To reference one of his more recent tweets, build a wall and crime will fall. What an epic tweet. 44,000 retweets.
Wow.
Are you kidding me, America? Are you kidding me? One, that's one of the stupidest statements I've ever heard, because you know who does most of the like mass crimes, mass violence in America? Guys like me and you.
It's us whites.
It's the whites. The middle class whites who aren't all there in the head.
The crazy whites.
Yes. And honestly, I'm a few more weeks of unemployment from being a little crazy, so.
I actually had someone ask me, like, so if one of your family members was murdered by an illegal immigrant, wouldn't that piss you off? And I was like, yeah, but no more than it would piss me off if, like, some other, like, citizen, you doing okay there?
Yeah, and a little belch, a little belch.
I'm sorry.
Just a little burp.
I know you're trying to hide it and everything, but
I don't want to burp into the mic. I don't want to be rude.
No, I appreciate that. And, I mean, doesn't that make, like, if someone murders my brother, I'm probably going to be equally as upset if it's someone who can't, like, it's just, it's the same thing. It's just a person killing someone. It doesn't really matter where they came from. Why would that matter?
Yeah, and I just think that a lot of that kind of goes to the whole racist bone of people. Like, oh, being a white American citizen just makes it better all of a sudden. They need to find, like, a scapegoat.
Yeah.
Oh, he did this because he was illegal. No, like, fuck yourself. Like, people are going to do bad things, like, no matter where you go, no matter where they're from. There's scumbags all over the earth. If they do that, no, they're pieces of shit. And it doesn't matter if they're white, brown, yellow, gay, straight, whatever, scumbag. Like, the whole fact that they bring illegal immigrant into it doesn't matter. Building a wall, not going to matter. El Chapo, he built tunnels. Really good tunnels. Like, so there's other ways.
Yeah.
How many Cubans come on a door? Like a raft? Mm-hmm. Like,
and a door raft. I mean, lots of door rafts.
Yeah, and
floating
some of
around.
Them, they commit crimes. Mm-hmm. Is a wall going to stop them?
No.
No.
No. I'm going to guess a wall is going to stop nothing because, I mean, think about it. Like, if you put a wall up, and I don't want to harp on the wall forever here, but put a wall up in any which way. If you try and stop some sort of crime, especially, I don't know exactly how, if you try and stop a crime, if you try and stop someone from doing something that they want to do, they're going to find another way to do mm-hmm. it. That's human nature. Throw the wall up. It's going to do nothing.
I mean, I'm not a history buff, but did the Great Wall of China really stop the Mongolians all that much?
Ask Genghis Khan.
He had a massive empire, so I mean...
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. They beat the shit out of them.
So, Trump, look at your Chinese friends. They failed. You'll fail.
You'll fail. But here's my other take on Trump. I actually think, is he an idiot? Yes. Is he a really smart idiot? Yes. That's my other take. I think that, first of all, I don't think he's as nuts, although he's probably, like, morphing into this, because if you, like, kind of feed yourself the same lie long enough, you kind of turn into that. Mm-hmm. I think he knew exactly how it... I think he's an insane narcissist. He knew how he had to become president. And he did it. Like, the odds on him becoming president, not good. But he was like, oh, man, I see a lot of, like, far-right-wing people who haven't voted in a long time because everyone's a moderate Republican. I'm going to go all the way out there. Look at how many, like, white, like, I don't want to say.
Say it.
We'll just say far right people. I'm not going to say racist. I'm just going to say far right. You know the type.
I know the type.
Who felt like their
type.
Voices weren't being heard by anyone. And then you get Trump coming in, make America great again, blah, blah, blah. He knew that's what he had to do. Like, he just became whatever he had to become president.
If I'm giving him any credit, his slogan was A1.
Make America great again?
Mean, shit.
Well, MAGA.
Fired me up for a little bit. I went, oh shit, America's not cool anymore? I'm like, hold on, let me do some research. Like, we should make it great again. And then I saw Trump. I went, okay, hold on, let's pump these brakes. Oh shit, I just had something else going to say. All right, well, it doesn't matter.
You hate to see it.
Yeah. Toxic masculinity, though.
Yeah.
That's pretty much segues right into our next
thing. It actually, because, yeah, it does. So if anyone, I'm sure people heard about the Gillette ad. I hadn't even seen it, like, I don't know if it was, like, on TV or where it was or how people came across it, but people were upset about a Gillette ad that, let's just play it now, let's hear it out, and we'll go from there.
All right, 1 second.
Take your time. Take your time.
There we go.
We can't hide from it.
Sexual harassment is taking over.
It's been going on far too long. We can't laugh it off.
Who's the daddy? What I actually think she's trying to say.
Making the same old excuses.
Boys will be boys.
Boys will be boys.
Boys will be boys.
But something finally changed.
Allegations regarding sexual assault and sexual harassment.
And there will be no going back. Because we believe in the best in men.
Men need to hold other men accountable.
Well, sweet.
Shout out to Terry.
To say the right thing. To act the right way.
Bro, not cool.
Some already are. In ways big.
Yo, men.
And small.
I am strong.
I am strong.
some is not enough.
It's not how we treat each other, okay? Okay?
Because the boys watching today will be the men of tomorrow.
All right.
Am I back up? Am I on?
Back up.
People can hear me? Are you sure?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. What are your initial thoughts on that?
Well, you just kind of took it right away. The boys will be boys. I really think of, like, you know, the old school parenting.
Yeah.
Well, rough house.
I think we all heard boys will be boys.
Absolutely.
A couple times.
And man, is that going to change the way future parents kind of approach things? But the fact that people got upset at this just blows my mind because, again, so many of the issues in today are starred by men. And the fact that, like, the minute you say, like, there's something wrong here, and they're one of the ones being pointed at, an explosion.
We don't like it.
Well, no one likes criticism. I'll be the first to say it. Do not criticize.
I actually saw a tweet. Let me butt in here.
Yeah, butt in.
I saw a tweet that no one likes seeing a tweet about their group that, and I saw a tweet that said, what is it? The clitoris has 8,000 nerve endings, but it's still less sensitive than a white man who's being attacked online or something. And I just thought it was so funny.
White males love, well, no, I'll say, they love being triggered online, I think, because, man, it feels some sort of fire. They must get off on it in some way.
Didn't you? Yeah, okay, you got some.
Yeah, so here's some reactions. Here's some reactions from this video that I found. So one of them was, I'm officially done putting the toilet seat down. Women today want gender equality? ? Well, here you go. All independent women who don't need no man, you got this. And when he typed out, you don't need no man, he spelled no, K-N-O-W. So not the most educated. Next one, I saw that. This is probably my favorite.
Was that last one from Facebook?
Yes.
There we go.
It was all Facebook. Yeah, I found this one Facebook. Oh, they grabbed them both from Facebook that were on the comments. I can't wait for the next Tampax commercial that tells women to stop being catty, jealous, and manipulative.
See, and this is just that whole thing. Like,
that's a dude who has issues with his wife. I'll say
that. Okay. Are women perfect? No. But should men be called on their shit for being shitty people a lot of the times? Yes. So just accept it. Take the criticism. Men are trash. Everyone knows it. Mm-hmm. I would also say that a lot of the times, in different ways, people are trash. I don't think that...
Oh, people suck. And I really look in the mirror all the time. Yeah, I'm a piece of shit.
But that doesn't mean that you have to be like, oh, someone's saying something about me. I got to turn around and say, well, here's bad things the women do. No, men do a lot of shitty stuff and have historically done a lot of shitty stuff. And it's okay to look at that and be like, we can change that. I'm not a very masculine dude. I don't try and ooze masculinity.
I'm trying to actually decrease it. Really, masculine people, they don't always take care of themselves. I'm trying to take care of myself.
We're changing that.
Yeah.
Beta is the new alpha.
You're wearing pink pants sometimes.
I wear pink pants often.
And you look damn good in them.
Ugg socks.
Ugg socks. Ugg comfy slippers.
Comfy gang, is that what it is? Comfort gang.
I'm all about the comfort gang.
Absolutely.
I'm team leggings now.
Are you wearing leggings right now?
No, it's like, I got a little warm.
I'm wearing leggings under here. Leggings. Uggs. You name it.
It's crisp 67 in here. I don't need leggings right now.
And fellas, you know, put some moisturizer on your skin.
Yeah, no one likes dry skin.
Get
no
some exfoliation product.
Don't want to see that face all chapped.
No. That's not the point. The point is, the fact that there was outrage over that just goes to show you that people are pushing political agendas and they can't put their shit to the side.
Put a big old magnifying glass over people's insecurities. That's a damn shame that people have to have that to happen.
I hear you. Moving along, I feel like we've
attacked men today pretty well.
Yeah, yeah. So let it be on the record, us millennials, anti-men. We are not a podcast for men. What?
No. The jewel.
Okay. Next one. This was a question. I saw this tweet, and I had to ask if this is fair or foul. The original tweet is, executive producers say Family Guy to phase out homophobic jokes. And then someone quote tweeted it and said, I think it's funny that instead of stopping completely, they are, quote, phasing it out. Like they are going to go from 5 homophobic jokes down to 3 to 2 to 0. So people don't get the shakes from quitting homophobia cold turkey. Did you cook anything up when you saw that? Yeah. I have a take on it, but
I mean, I just think it's stupid that they're going to get rid of them.
That's kind of my take too.
Ah, damn! I thought you were going to go the opposite. Really?
No, because I think I'm less PC than I thought I was.
I thought you were pretty damn PC.
I'm only PC when it comes to you and policing your words.
That's, I mean, it's for the better.
Policing your microaggressions.
I mean, yeah. Once I get comfortable, sometimes I really let them fly.
I just think that, like, you cannot, like, we can't just eliminate humor. You can't eliminate humor. You have to be able to laugh at yourself. Like, when someone says that I'm more sensitive than a clitoris, that's funny.
That is funny.
That's funny. You can go ahead and say that. Now, have I had the issues and the been marginalized like gay people? No. But making jokes, I don't see that as, there's a difference between being offensive. It's not is not the worst thing in the world. You have to, like, people have to be able to be offended and be okay with it and be able to move on and laugh at yourself.
Yeah, you have to understand it's a joke. And quite frankly, Family Guy, one of the funniest shows on TV.
It's very funny.
Don't steal their ammo.
No.
They got some great stuff. Their Bruce Jenner jokes, especially the transgender shit. They just did an episode where they're like, back in like 09, we called this shit. That was hilarious. That was fucking funny. Like, I really enjoyed that. And now they're going to take away these jokes. Where does it end?
It's exactly.
Are they going to stop making fun of the Jewish guy, Mort? Because those jokes kill.
It'll probably be a while before we do that. But
yeah, I mean, well, the Jews have had a tough road. Maybe it's their time.
I don't know. It's just upsetting overall to see something like that happening. They're going to take our humor away, Reed. They're going to take our humor away.
If they take the gay jokes, where does it end? And quite frankly, I'm not okay with it. And if you have an issue with it, go back to the earlier section of this podcast where we said, get over it. We'll get your insecurities.
Or here's another one: don't watch Family Guy.
Well, yeah, true.
I can't remember who I was listening to talk about it, but they were like, "Whatever happened to?" Oh, I think it was Kevin Hart. He was like, "Whatever happened to, if you don't like someone or something that they do, just don't support them? Why do we have to cancel everything now? Why is it, there are certain things like, let's cancel Chris Brown. The guy's a piece of trash. He beats women. All that kind of, like, sure." I get it, but, like,
this is a cartoon.
Family Guy has gotten so much heat for homophobic jokes that they got to stop doing homophobic jokes. Just stop watching Family Guy, then. If you don't like it, just stop watching Family Guy. That's my opinion. Don't be homophobic. Don't be an idiot. But laugh. Learn to laugh a little bit. It helps.
All right. So then you said something about, what was this, a lazy immigrant tweet?
Oh, yeah. I don't even remember what this was. Yeah, I really wanted Rick here for this.
Should we save it? We'll save it. We'll table it. We'll table that one.
We'll get this another time.
It's Adam Bomb time.
It's time for my first ever Adam Bomb, isn't it? Oh, yeah. Okay. I'm just so fed up with filters, Reed. Filtered on, like, your profile picture or... and I'm talking like the filters that change your face.
You don't like that?
Like the filters that it's just like, you know, with the little ears, you know, that one, or like the ones that just completely change, they take away everything wrong with your face. Like it makes you look like you have perfect skin and all this. It's like you can't even see someone anymore and it's actually them. That drives me so fucking nuts.
Okay. Well, when say I actually get the courage to Snapchat a girl, I want those filters because I got a lot of blemishes to cover up. I got a lot of flaws. So.
First of all, you don't have any, like, you have beautiful, radiant skin.
Stop that. People know you're lying now. And know what? I'm bored on the couch. I want to see what I look like with a big old Western mustache and a cowboy hat on. I don't want to go to a store.
I'm talking about, like, you put, like, your Facebook profile picture or, like...
I think they're fun.
But it's not... They're not doing it to be fun. They're doing it to make themselves look better when they don't even look better. It just drives me nuts. Like, people can't accept how they look.
People can't accept a lot of things.
I'm a six, and I'm okay with being a six. It's a soft six.
It's a soft six. On a good day, you're a nice six.
And losing the hair is like, I'm dropping fast.
Oh, come on, dude. Hair, that's a thing of the past.
But if you're short and bald,
ooh.
Trouble.
That's the double duel.
It's trouble.
That's the tag of death, my friend.
So far, I still have enough hair to not like have it be something where people like come up, you know, the first thing they're going to think is like, oh, poor guy in his
hair. I won't point any names, but there's someone that I know, and every time I check out that hairline, I'm like, yeah.
She's going.
Retreating.
She's going.
She's falling back.
Yeah, so... I am now like, I'm going to try really hard to remember to never put a filter on any, like even people who I Snapchat, like I can't get it like a snap from them without a filter on.
Well, just
look the way you look and be okay with it.
No, refuse.
People who are like significantly better looking than me, you know, who... Just let your face be your face. Just let your face be your face. Be a proud six.
Nope. Move it on.
Another segment of yikes, which is becoming my favorite segment, I think. You had a yikes.
I did have a yikes.
You had a yikes. What is it?
Most people would think this would be an act of Florida man.
Mm-hmm.
Florida man's always getting into trouble. This one was a Washington man.
Maybe Florida man was in Washington. Something to think about.
Oh, could have been.
Something to think about.
He's a nomad now.
Yeah.
Well, Washington man got high on meth and had sexual intercourse with a dead beaver. Now... We've all done.
Is this true?
It was from a Washington News post. I don't know. I mean,
do we?
They had a picture.
Where can I see this? You sent us the link. It just.
Yeah, that's got you. Go to Crime Online.
Mentally ill man accused of sexually assaulting. He's a live beaver.
Oh, he was dying.
A dying beaver while high on meth.
The news story in here somewhere.
I don't think we need to go too far into the story.
We don't. But I mean, yikes. Because we've all done stuff messed up. Not on meth. I'm not saying I'm a meth user virgin.
Mm-hmm.
Never done it. No plans to do it.
Not at the moment.
Having sex with an animal, let alone a dying animal. Come on, guy.
Let alone, I mean, I'm not like trying to advocate for any animal necessarily.
No, I'm not saying like it's wrong, but.
But a beaver? That's what you're going to choose?
That's risky.
A dying beaver?
Well, that's risky,
too. I'm trying to think of...
Those things got some chompers.
Of course. And then just, you know, anatomically, how does that...
Have you ever felt their tail?
A beaver tail?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Did once when I was working in the parks. They're meant for slapping, like, putty, you know? They could really mess you up.
That's why he chose a dying beaver.
If it was a full active beaver, one, you got the teeth that could sink in.
Never would have been able to.
And two, you got a goddamn paddle back there.
No, there would be no way to sexually assault a fully active beaver.
Damn beaver didn't
from
have
the
a
front,
chance.
From the front, you know, from orally or there'd be no way because, you know, because beaver have the teeth, right?
Oh, man. Oh, yeah.
So there'd be no... Yeah, look at that. Yeah, exactly. So he couldn't do that. So he chose this poor, dying beaver.
I want to know what else he, like, his other options. Like, what was going through his head? Where all of a sudden he just went, yep, that's it. Let's not get into it. Yikes.
Yeah, that's a yikes. My yikes was, I can't remember. Oh, yeah, I remember how this came up. Sending a bad voicemail. Everyone has sent a bad voicemail where, like, halfway through, you just forget how to talk. And you just start saying, like, you know, this voicemail that I sent, I was calling to pay a parking ticket, go figure. And
you're paying those now. Good for you. You have quite the collection.
I do have a small collection of parking tickets. I pay them on my own time. And I was leaving a voicemail, and it, what, like, I literally could have said what I needed to say, like, hey, I'm calling for this reason, please call me back. And I probably talked for like 45 seconds.
Were you trying to sound professional?
No, I had the Michael Scott where I started a sentence and had no idea where it was going. And it was, didn't get a call back. No one called me back. It was one of the most embarrassing things. And I know that I've sent other bad voicemails. It's a thing. I'm hoping that it's a thing. Because not giving me anything right now.
Well, I've done plenty, but what really I hate is when you call someone and they have a bad, like a voicemail
thing.
Message thing, or, you know, when they're like, oh, hey, sorry, I couldn't get your call.
Yeah. Someone who forgot to change it from when they were in high school or something, and they've just been keeping the same one.
One of our friends has a terrible one.
I know who you're talking about, too. Yeah.
He's trying to sound very professional, and he's trying. He's trying, but, oof, change it.
Change it.
Change it.
Thank you, next.
Yes, please.
We won't name drop.
We don't do that here. What the fuck's going
on? You actually did name drop last week.
Yeah, well, we'll forget about
that. And I had to hear about it.
Oh, really?
Not in a bad way, but I did hear about it.
That's my bad.
No, we decided that it's okay. Big mood.
Big
mood. What did I have as my big... Oh, yeah, came up with it yesterday. Let me paint you a picture real quick.
Set the stage.
You're doing laundry. It's cold. It's winter. Brr. And you put your clothes in the dryer. Round and round they go, right? Round and round they go. You pop that sucker open when it's done. You grab a pair of socks.
Oh.
Slip them on.
Yes.
The biggest mood.
Yes.
And then on top of that, I grabbed a hoodie and some sweatpants. Mm. And I was just... That's bliss. Like, that's heaven for just 22 seconds.
That's comfort gang dirty talk right there.
Oh, yeah.
I think I got a shitload of laundry to do. I actually might do it right after this. Just so I can do that before I go to bed.
That gets my engines revved.
Yes, sir.
That, like, to me, that's one of the best feelings in the world. So I had to...
Throw a blanket in there. I got a Snuggie. Throw a Snuggie in there. Better mom's hugs.
That's easy.
What? You don't like a hug from your mother?
No, I'm saying better than mom's hugs.
Oh, absolutely.
Really?
Yes, absolutely.
That's my big mood. That's a huge mood, in my opinion. That's a huge mood. What's next?
Hate to see it.
Hate to see it. We're wrapping up here. What do we got for time?
30-ish.
It's a cute episode.
Well, it's what happens when one of your co-stars doesn't show up.
When we lose one.
One of the greatest ramblers in the game doesn't show up.
Yeah.
It's a goodbye week.
Hate to see it. So this is a hate to see it that, yeah, this is the first ever hate to see it. I should have said that. New segment called Hate to See It. So here it comes.
Hate to see that. Rick's not here. There, that's mine.
That you really do hate to see that.
Yeah, I'm frustrated.
So my hate to see it is when someone eats the poop. And what I mean by that is when someone sees something online that is fake and they believe it to be real. Most notably recently, if anyone's been keeping up with the townies on Facebook... It's resurfaced because I feel like, I don't know, what does this happen once a year, once every 6 months? There's this, please go find it.
I already know someone who posted it, and he should
have
known better.
Yeah,
he should have known better.
Really? Really?
How old is he?
26.
26.
Like, so you gotta know better, man.
So for these, I'll give, there should be an age range where it's inexcusable.
And he's right in there.
And it's like, you know, Facebook rule, they can steal your shit. Unless you post this, then they can't. And
I do not consent.
I do not consent. So if you're 39 or younger, you grew up with the internet.
Inexcusable.
Inexcusable. Like my parents, they're in their 50s. They didn't post this, thank God.
Is it excusable for them? Yes.
But
is it disappointing? It absolute. Why? Because it happens all the time.
So Slinger has this bus driver who's very old. Oh, did she delete her page?
You'd hate to see it.
Well, so she's one of the few people. Yeah, and she even started it. So she's got to be in her 80s. Still out there grinding, knitting hats for everyone. Is this crap for real? Better safe than sorry, I guess. And yet I'm seeing kids our age, younger, older,
eating
the poop. She barely bought the poop. Like, come on, guys.
She sniffed out the poop.
But better safe than sorry. You know what? She didn't grow up the internet. She probably still has bunny ears on her TV.
But she sniffed out the poop.
She sniffed better it
safe,
out.
Better safe than sorry. I appreciate that.
Tip of the hat to you, Bob.
From an old woman.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. Saying, hey, I call bullshit, but just in case. I'm going to post this.
I don't want this damn internet thing ruining my life.
Another thing that was grinding my gears this week was I saw a lot of people posting, like, one of those petitions from change.org to have, we only need this many more signatures for American Family Insurance. Because the naming rights of Miller Park, of the Brewers Stadium, are now American Family Insurance. People, American Family Insurance is not going to name this place Miller Park again.
Your petition is powerless, just like us common folk.
Please. Do you understand how much they paid for that? And do you think that they're... Do you think this place is just supposed to be called? It's called Miller Park because Miller paid for it.
This is what separates Facebook and Twitter. Twitter understands that they're powerless. It's just a free-for-all that no one wins. Facebook, people think they can literally make a difference. They have power, so they're going to be posting all this bullshit and actually believe in it. And that right there is a lot of people like, oh yeah, I'm for the cause, brother. No. Just stop.
Sign my petition. No. Stop eating the poop. Get off of my timeline. Stop eating the poop. That was dry. I saw so many people doing it. You know what? American Family Insurance is going to be like, you know what? These people want us to name it Miller Park. We'll just pay all this money and then promote Miller.
Yeah.
And then we'll promote Miller.
You know what? I'm all in on the AmFam Field. Let's go.
AmFam Field.
That rolls off the tongue.
Change is a good thing.
Yeah. You know what?
AmFam Field, I haven't heard that yet. I like that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's one of the ones floating around.
AmFam Field is a great name.
No, it's not floating around. I just thought of it. I'm taking credit.
That's a great idea, Reed.
American Family, pay me. AmFam Field, put it in the books.
AmFam Field, I would
2021.
Go there. I would go to AmFam
Field. I'll wear a hat that says AmFam Field. But it sounds great. But yeah, change.org. Get rid of it.
Get rid of it. Stop eating the poop, people. I believe we're on to our weekend plans. Are we? Yeah, we're on to our weekend plans. Let's see. As of right now,
Thursday night.
It's Thursday night. My Friday looking a little dull. I'm a last minute guy though. You know me. Like I can't plan anything more than a day in advance, really, without being uncomfortable about it.
I'm the same way, just not by choice.
You know, you don't have any friends.
Yeah.
Okay.
I did
you
just
did.
Get some
you
Saturday
did.
Plans,
you,
though.
This Saturday?
Oh, yeah.
What are you... Oh, sweet.
Going to lunch with Grandma and Grandpa.
P.F. Chang's.
1 o'clock. My plus one. We can split some shrimp ragoon or whatever the hell it's called.
I would be honored to go to P.F. Chang's.
Again, this is the ones that made my aunt cry, so you're a Republican.
I can play a Republican.
And don't do anything... Don't do anything too startling against religion either, because this grandma just had a heart attack when the pastor said, hey, you can't volunteer anymore. You're too crazy. The pastor literally cut her off, said, you can't volunteer. You're a little out there with your ideas.
You've done
a little too demanding. And she had a heart attack an hour later. Well, she went to the hospital for a heart attack an hour later. It probably started then.
I'll tell you one thing. She's going to heaven. I can tell you that.
A pastor gave her a heart attack.
Exactly. She cares so much about Jesus.
No, yeah, that's true.
She's going to heaven.
Place. She's going to a great place. Still kicking. Doing well.
Yeah.
Doing well.
Minor heart attack.
It was, oh, and Grandpa, he's had 5, 6.
Shrugging him off.
Nothing.
Shrugging him off.
He's breaking those tackles.
I'm trying to think. I hope I do something this weekend, but I wouldn't mind doing nothing. Cause I got my apartment ready to go. I move in next. So is this Friday is tomorrow, right? And the next Friday.
Yeah, this Friday is the closest one.
Okay. I've had some disputes with people. I agree with that. The closest. So like if it's Monday, what's this Friday? It's still gotta be this upcoming Friday, right?
If you're saying this Friday on Monday or Monday and you're talking about the last Friday, you say the last Friday.
So you've got, so here's how it goes. It's Monday. This Friday would be the upcoming Friday, most Absolutely. Immediate. Last Friday would be 3 days ago. Next, see, that's where it gets confusing. Me and my sister have gotten a little.
We should always confirm.
Definitely.
Don't assume. A lot of idiots out there. Don't assume.
But like it was like I was telling her, I was like, okay, next Friday. And to me, next Friday is we're jumping.
Yeah.
We're jumping. This Friday, we're not jumping. It's immediate.
It's like when you're picking dodgeball, kids are lined up. I don't want this kid. I want the next kid. You know? I don't want the one right in front of me. I want the one right after.
Give me not that one. But the next one.
Yeah. I don't want that draft pick. I want the next draft pick.
That analogy doesn't hold a lot of water, but
it holds enough.
It'll do. So, little housekeeping before we get going here. Good episode. 40 something minutes? Good
episode. Thanks to you, Rick.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Rick, if you're listening.
If he shows up here while I'm all cozied up in bed, I'm going to be pissed.
I just can't see him showing up.
He's only two and a half
hours late. Actually, I could. Couple housekeeping things. One, hopefully next episode we have the full crew back. There's going to be some internal discussions. Two, we have an Instagram now. Our handle is usmillennials. Pretty cool. Things are happening there. Working on a new logo. And also, I'm just going to throw this out into the ether, see if anyone bites. I'm interested in having little, we'll call them discussions, little political discussions on here. I would like to have someone who is a Republican, who's got the balls to say, yeah, I'm a Republican. And then, because that's like it's kind of a bad thing to be a Republican nowadays. You're basically just a racist.
But if it's you, stand up for it.
That's what I'm saying.
Stand up.
I have no problem with it. You're welcome here.
Yeah. Oh yeah. We don't judge in this living room. No. You know that we don't. I've always said judgment free zone.
No. The second you walk up those stairs,
clean slate.
So we're looking for like a conservative and a liberal, and we'll talk about the wall, and we'll talk about other things that people get like toxic masculinity. We'll talk about that stuff. I'll sit in the middle. Hopefully Rick shows up. He'll also sit in the middle, and we'll ref it out. And you just got to have both sides of arguments. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? You got to have both sides.
It's the only way you learn.
You get rid of your Fox News and your MSNBC, and this is now officially the only place you get your news. And you can thank me for it later. So yeah, I think that's all the housekeeping stuff I have. Enjoy your weekend, and we will see you next Friday. Jamba Joe's, different color chains, think my jewelry really selling fruits, and they joking, man, know the crackers with you. Song, 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 song,
y'all in too deep. Play for keeps. Don't play us a week.
Going south.
Surrender retreat. We all in too deep. Play for keeps. Don't play us a week.
This shit way too formal. Y'all know I don't follow suit. Stacy Dash. Most of these girls ain't got a clue. All of these hoes I made off records I produce. I might take all my exes and put them all in a group. Hit my essays, I need the booch. About to turn this function into Bonnaroo. Told her I been, you coming too. In the 305, bitches treat me like I'm Uncle Lou. Have to slot the top off, it's just a roof. She said, where we going? And I set the moon. We ain't even make it to the room. She thought it was the ocean, it's just a pool. Now I gotta open, it's just a ghost. Who put this shit together? I'm the
with who I am. Back in high school, I used to bust it to the dance.
Yeah!
Now I hit the FBO with duffels in my hands. I did half a Zan, 13 hours till I land. Had me out like a light,
yeah. Ay,
like a light, ay, like a light. Ay. Slept through the flight, ay, not for the night. Ay. 767, man, this shit got double bedroom, man. I still got scores to settle, man. I crept down the block, made a right, yeah. Cut the lights, yeah. Pay the price, yeah. Niggas think it's sweet. It's on sight, yeah. Nothing nice, yeah. Vegas in my eyes. Jesus Christ, yeah. Checks over stripes, yeah. That's what I like,
yeah.
That's what we like,
yeah.
Lost my respect. You not a threat. When I shoot my shot, that shit wetty like on Shaq. See the shots that I took. Wet like on Book. Wet like on Lizzie. I be spinning valley circle blocks till I'm dizzy. Like, where is he? No one seen her. I'm trying to clean her. She's in love with who I am. Back in high school, I used to bust it to the dance. Now I hit the FBO with duffels in my hands.
Woo!
I did half a Zan, 13 hours till I land. Had me out like a light.
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 Yeah. Like a light.
Like a light.
Yeah, Pastor Dawson Sell, he's sending texts, ain't sending kites. Yeah, he say keep that on lock. I say, you know this shit is tight. Yeah, it's absolute.
Yeah.
I'm back with boot.
It's lit.
Got Ferrari. The Jamba Juice. Yeah, we back on the road. They jumping off no parachute. Yeah, shorty in the back. She say she working on the glutes. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Ain't by the book. Yeah, it's how it look. Yeah. About to check, yeah. Just check the foots, yeah. Pass this to my daughter, I'ma show her what it took.
Yeah.
Baby mama cover Forbes, got these other bitches shook, yeah.